I do vocal sound effects. I do sounds in my throat. I use no props, no tape recorders, phonographs, tricks, or gimmicks of any kind. This is a standard stock Shure Brothers mic. I do sounds in my throat like horses galloping. Water gurgling when you pull a cork out of the bottle. Booze. And explosions. There went North Korea. And low-flying jet planes. Now, what I'm about to tell you is absolutely true. I am not pulling your leg. I have an automobile that's rigged up with a sound system. There's an amplifier under the dashboard, 35-watt output. There's a microphone over the instrument panel. There's a bullhorn loudspeaker mounted in front of the radiator behind the grill. Now, you've heard some of the sounds that I do. Can you imagine these sounds coming out of the front end of the car as I'm driving down a big residential section? At 3 a.m? And I'm the nut that do it. One day, I was cruising down the outer drive in Chicago. There was a traffic jam. Everybody was tuning their bumper. They were waiting on something to happen. It did. I drove up. I got mixed up in that bunch, and I said, I may as well entertain them. We're not doing much out here. So I picked up the microphone, gave him the sound of a horse braying and galloping out of the front end of the car. At 7 o'clock in the morning on the outer drive in Chicago, this is what they heard. Suppose you were sitting in front of me and heard that, what would you do? I got out with the rest. I'm looking for the horse. What else? I've got a town in Texas haunted. I'd run down to Houston and do a show. When I finished the show, I'd head north. When I cleared the city limits, I'd enter a sleepy little town just north of Houston. As I approached their city limits, coming out of the fog at about 2 a.m, this is what the residents heard coming toward them. Then I'd cut it off and roar through. I kept that up for 6 months. I drove those people clear out of their cotton-picking skulls. They didn't have any tracks in that town. Here's the Jim Dandy of the whole bunch. If you happen to get one of these records anywhere, whether it's here or any other place, put it on the phonograph, turn it up good and loud, open your windows, take the loudspeakers, put them up in the window. Play this to the neighbor next door at 3 a.m. This is the neighbor who's got the dog that barks all night. Little old bitty dog out there, over there about that big, sits out there and barks at the moon. All night long, you can hear that mutt barking. And you can't shut him up because he's not your dog. He belongs to your beloved neighbor. You love your neighbor. He loves you. But you hate that confound dog. And there's nothing you can do about it, because if you hit the dog, the neighbor's going to come over and split a 2x4 over your head. Well, I decided one of us had to go. I took a 48-inch washtub loudspeaker, put it under a bush in the backyard. Plugged it into the car, sat down in the front seat of the car with a microphone on my lap, and I waited for the moon to come out. At 2 a.m, out pops a moon. It was in a hurry. The dog sees the moon. He lashes into it. I picked up the microphone. At 2 a.m, this is what I unleashed. And when I did that, the dog jumped in the garbage can. I got one more. This one I call my screecher. One day I eased up to a big intersection, and it was busy. Oh, there was loads of people going back and forth. Busy, busy, busy. There was a cop out in the middle of the intersection. He's having a ball. I saw him, and I said, that looks better. Then I saw what I was looking for, and this is true, and you know it. I found one. At every intersection, there's that stupid nut, the hot rodder. There he sat, looking up. He doesn't race cars, he's racing jets. Four wheels, tractor tires with cleats. Black leather jacket on, 2 gold bars on each shoulder. He's a lieutenant today. Battle ribbons across his chest. Black patch over his eye with a peephole so he can see where he's going. 4 pedestrians painted on each door. I saw him and I said, this is my day of glory. I'm gonna get him. I got up to his tailgate, picked up the microphone, turned up the volume, and I gave him a sound that made all 4 of his tires go flat. The sound of an automobile skidding sideways from one intersection to the next. And all you could hear for about a mile. I wasn't even moving. You should have seen what took place ahead of me. The door on a hot rider's car flew open. He sailed out. He's rolling through the grass. He grabs a black patch, pulls it off. He's looking at the car, wondering who's going to hit it. Nobody's moving. Out in the middle of the intersection is a frustrated cop. He looked like an octopus. He didn't know what to say. Do you remember the people going back and forth in that intersection? That was the wettest intersection I've ever seen. I've never seen that much brake fluid in my life. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.